Hello, brothers and sisters. Good to be with you again. Come before the Lord in a word of prayer. We worship you, Holy Father, for you have hid these things from the wise, prudent, to reveal them unto today. Truly, these are great things, Lord God, the wisdom that this world does not understand that we're going to talk about today. We just pray that you would reveal it to those who have an open heart today to understand it and believe it and have that simple faith in you, folks. Amen. Father, Jesus' name, we pray. So we talked about, start on the 12th, the series. So if you want to listen from there, if it's the first time by any chance, Sunday. And this has been going progressively, showing that God created us, his children, showing that we have all sinned, and God is holy and cannot tolerate sin or rebellion at all. Speak of it like the greatest angel, and when he was the greatest in heaven, when he sinned, he was cast out. What chance do we have of standing in God's presence with our sin? So we showed a good person test, how a person, the way that it just shows a person their sin. And God calls lust adultery. He calls hatred murder. Sins that appear tiny to us are huge with God. So after we see, this is for each person to see, his law say that each person, that he can see that he is truly a sinner, hopelessly lost. And therefore, after we see that, then yesterday we talked about hating sin. You see your sin. You acknowledge you're a sinner. But do you hate that sin or do you like it? Because if you like the sin, you have no hope. You must hate it. You must truly be willing to get rid of it. And finally, today, we want to talk about the next step. So when you see your sin and you hate it, are you willing to repent for your sin? Some people get hung up on the fact that they excuse their sin. I hope no one here is going to be doing that. Some people love their sin even though they see it there, or just like maybe one of their sins. If you love any one of your sins, there's no hope that I see. You cannot be saved while you love any of your sins or like them at all, in my understanding. And the next thing is, are you willing to turn from your sin? And I say, are you willing to turn? Because you do not have the strength to turn from your sin. But I'm just asking you, are you willing? Do you want to turn from your sin? That is repentance. Turn your back on your sin and turn toward God. Accept that you are a sinner, hopelessly lost, and want to change with all your heart. Repentance doesn't mean that you will change, but that you want to. Now, what is the difference here? Am I preaching something easy? No. Because if you think you will change, yes, I'm going to do better. I'm going to clean up my life. Well, the problem with that is, who are you trusting? Notice I use the word I two times. Well, you're trusting in yourself. And you cannot be saved while you're trusting in yourself. So repentance alone will never save you. Being ever so sorry and ever have so much resolve that you will turn, that those are good desires, but that will not save you. If a full and perfect, utter, complete repentance could save you, Jesus would not have come and died. But Jesus did come and die and rise again. Hallelujah. Because he is your only hope and your only savior. He's the only one that can save the world from sin. If there would have been a law that could bring righteousness, then that's how we would be made righteous, the Bible says. So we see even with God's perfect law, we cannot be made righteous because that just shows us our sins and condemns us as guilty. It doesn't take it away. So you must, once you see and hate your sin, you must want to turn from it. But though you want to turn from it with your whole heart, you must know that it is absolutely impossible for you, in your own strength, to
to do so. Let me just tell you a quick story.
What the hell is a serial killer?
And a cocaine addict. And finally he gets caught, thrown in jail with a life term. He has killed people from the president's family. Well, I mean, he's lucky that he didn't get, you know, the death penalty, but the state that he lived in, life was the worst they had. So he's life without parole. Well, in that prison, he can still get cocaine. So he's still a cocaine addict, and he is in prison for life. Now, what chance is there that Bob will be free from his, that, so this is his condition today, a cocaine addict, life in prison. What chance is there that tomorrow Bob will be free from cocaine, will be out of jail, and will be living in the White House? Zero. Three impossibilities. One, he could never break his cocaine addiction. Two, he could never get out of jail. And three, if he were out of jail, he would never be accepted in the White House because he murdered numerous of the president's family members. Three total impossibilities. And so that's what we need to see. We, as sinners, are slaves of sin. Jesus said, if any man commits sin, or no, let me quote it right, he that committeth sin is a slave of sin. But if the Son shall set you free, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves there. If he commits sin, that practicing sin, as all sinners do, it's a habitual thing of life, you're a slave of it. And a slave cannot be free on his own. Someone greater than him must free him. And that's how Bob is there. There's absolutely no chance that he's getting out of jail or getting off cocaine or getting going to live in the White House. And as impossible as Bob's situation is, that's how impossible your situation is if you're not born again. Therefore, you've got to see Bob is absolutely hopeless. There is no way he can break his addiction or get out of jail, much less go to the White House. And that's how hopeless the sinner's situation is. Therefore, Jesus said, he that committed sin is a slave of sin. But then here's the hope. But if the Son, Jesus, the Son of God, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. Jesus is the one and only person in the universe who can make you free from sin. You are enslaved like Bob, triple enslaved. You're enslaved to sin, to yourself, and you're a hostage of the devil. You have no power to be free from the devil. No power over your own desires to be free from yourself. No power to be free from sin. Only Jesus can free you. And so I just want you to see this. I want this to sink in. You're absolutely, hopelessly lost situation. Why do I want this to sink in? Because I have talked to countless people who they say, yeah, well, yeah, I'm a sinner. Yeah, I'm on the way to hell. Yeah, if I die, yes, I'd be going to hell. I said, what are you going to do about it? Well, you know, I'm going to start going to church. Yeah, I'm going to start reading the Bible. Yeah, I'm not hanging out with those friends anymore. Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm going to do better. I, you can't do it. You cannot. No matter how much you reform your life, you cannot change what you've done. If Bob started behaving ever so good, that would change his sentence. He's got life without parole. Even if he's the best friend of the warden, he's not getting out. What he has done. The crimes that have been committed. Only a pardon from the president could set him free. Only an act of God could set him free from his sin. And so, no matter what you may do to reform your life, what you have done, you have done. You have broken God's law countless times and are in trouble, are condemned as guilty. You stand condemned before the courtroom of heaven, and there is absolutely nothing you can do to take away
yourself, to acquit yourself, to remove your guilt. You have no more power than Bob. You cannot even change your life today. Let's get real. If today you decide, well, from now on, I'm not going to do one more sin. Okay, after half an hour, they're doing pretty good. They're your proud. You said. That's it. Someone does something, you get mad. Oh, you know, you feel, you know, whatever. There, I mean, you know you can't stop sitting no more than Bob can get off cocaine in his own strength. Just boom. Because there he is, and it's offered to him every day, and he's holding his hooks on it. So, yeah. You cannot. Anymore, you know, today, you can't stop sitting today. How do you think you can remove somehow all the thousands of sins you've sinned your entire life? So you see, that there is absolutely no hope in anything you can do. I want you to understand this. And I mean, this entire gospel presentation, I generally go through it in a few minutes. But I wanted to lay it out, because we've all heard the short presentation. And the thing is that a person's heart needs to be worked in. That's why I wanted to spend time focusing on each part during each session. So tomorrow, you'll see another session. What the hope is, how you can put your faith in Jesus. Because he is the only one that can save you. Remember, the Son of God would not have come, because he's been 33 years in this horrible